Music by Kevin MacLeod.
This episode is brought to you by the news. Sit back and enjoy the holidays, celebrated HVAC technician style. Hello, and welcome to the News Update Holiday Edition. I'm your host, Angela Harris, and we're going to enjoy some holiday classics with an HVAC twist. First up is a nod to traditional Christmas list making. I figure you're going to get pretty much everything you want this year, but I wrote down a few extras that might help round out your tool belt. And no manufacturers were consulted in the making of this segment. Did you get a pen and a paper? Are you ready for the list? Here we go. Number 1. Get a smartphone. New programs and interfaces are being designed to help out HVAC technicians in their daily work. And who wouldn't want 24/7 access to Angry Birds and Fruit Ninja? Apple or Android, it doesn't matter. Just get a smartphone. Number 2. Invest in a decent video camera and maybe some simple editing software. Sounds pricey, but the payoff's going to be worth it. Start documenting customer testimonials and posting them on your website. If you don't have a website, I don't really want to hear it. That was so 4 Christmases ago. Number 3. You know those calculations you do by hand all the time? They make tools to help you with that. Pick up a new project calculator or a testing or monitoring tool. They're there to make your job easier and more accurate. Replace what should have gone extinct with the dinosaurs and enjoy 21st century technology. If you already have some of these newer tools, add another one. Number 4. Get a new MP3 player and dial up the news on iTunes. Search ACHR News in your iTunes browser to hear the latest interviews with industry moguls and find out what current events you may have missed. It's not necessary to download any Justin Bieber music while you're there, but if you have to, go ahead. We won't tell. My final gift suggestion is to invest in an updated computer for the office. Some of you may already have a great computer that was replaced in the last 2 years. For those of you still rocking a Pentium 2, it's time to put some funds together and upgrade. Not only will this make your business easier to run and more efficient, it will also provide you with some unique office decorations for 2012. Consider converting the old towers into retro planters, a lobby sculpture, or a target practice tower out back. Fun, green, and efficient. What more could a contractor ask for? Now that our list is made, let's enjoy a classic holiday story with an HVAC flair. Grab your hot cocoa, cookies, loved ones, and friends, and listen to The Week After Christmas before our holiday podcast sadly ends. Are you ready? 'Twas the week after Christmas when all through the city the heat was not stirring, the cold, it was gritty. Kids' clothes were all layered in thickness with care in hopes that HVAC service techs soon would be there. Tired from waiting, the town went to bed while visions of summer beaches danced in their heads. Moms were in fleece hats and dads hunting caps as the city settled down for a long winter's nap. When in the center of town there arose such a clatter, everyone sprang from their beds to see what was the matter. Away to the windows they flew like a flash, tore back the verticals that landed with a crash. When what to their wondering eyes should appear but a minion of service trucks roaring into gear. Each had a driver so lively and quick, we knew in a moment they must be HVAC service techs. More rapid than eagles, these service vehicles they came, working their way down each path and each lane. Now Carrier, now Bryant, now Emerson and Train, on American Standard and Goodman, Daikin Fujitsu and Rheem. There's Honeywell and Nordyne, Mitsubishi, April Air, Amana, I-Corps, Rude, and Climate Master. To the top of the roof or next to the basement wall, no matter when, where, or what, we fix them all. And then in a twinkling I heard from the first floor the standing and knocking of an HVAC service tech at my door. As I drew in my head and was turning around, through the door our service tech, he came with a bound. He was dressed in clean uniform from his head to his toes, with his sturdy work boots covered to protect where he goes, and his clothes were all sparkling with patches of what he knows. A belt of tools he buckled round his waist, and he looked like a pro just standing there in that place. His eyes how they twinkled, his dimples how merry. His cold cheeks were like roses, his icy nose like a cherry. With a wink of his eye and a twist of his head, that tech let me know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work. He diagnosed and adjusted, then turned with a jerk. Giving it a try, he said, "Here it goes." Then the heat it kicked on, and the temperature rose. Then giving a nod, he packed up his tools and returned to his truck as we all stood there like fools. Then away the techs drove, leaving the town in delight. But I heard them exclaim ere they drove out of sight, "Happy holidays to all, and to all a good night." I hope you enjoyed the holiday edition of News Update. Don't forget to join us in the new year. Happy holidays.